Greetings, radio friends. Your cry has been heard. The 2018 Biblical Counseling Conference at Bethany Baptist Church. We will be using the Bible to deliver people from the distressing issues of life. This year, we are focusing on toxic relationships. The workshops at this conference will include identifying and recovering from an abusive relationship, counseling teens through troubling times, identifying toxic relationships and how to break free, dealing with toxicity in codependent relationships. All are welcome. This is just not for counselors or pastors. This is for the everyday layperson in the church. There is an early bird registration if you register before March 31st. For more information, visit us at www.bethanybaptist-pgh.org or call 412-246-4463 and mention workshops. We hope to see you there.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will start a new series titled The Great Showdown, God versus Man, from the book of Genesis. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Is There an Almighty God or Is Man His Own God?
Getting ready to start a new series. The Great Showdown, God versus Man. As we look at the first 11 chapters during the book of Genesis, and I'll say this, on Sunday mornings, I'll be dealing more with topical issues, but on Wednesday during Bible study, we're going to go verse by verse through the first couple of chapters of Genesis. I don't know if any of you have had a chance to listen to John MacArthur, but he's actually doing a series right now on the battle for the beginning. And, you know, this was last year, I think last spring, that the Lord laid it on my heart to preach this series because I began to see some of the issues that are manifesting themselves in our culture and our society because people really don't understand the origin of things. So, you know, this has been brewing in my spirit for a long time. And then when I went to the Creation Museum and the Ark Experience in Kentucky, it just really set it on fire. So this is the culmination of over a year of thinking, meditating, praying. And I just want to let you know that you need to hold on to your seats because we're getting ready to go on a ride. And it's going to be a ride that unlike any you ever been on before. And my prayer is that as we go through this series, that it will change the thinking of some, and it would also reaffirm the thinking of others and let us know what the real deal is. And so we're going to deal with this issue of the great showdown, God versus man, and we see that there are some crucial things that are at stake here, and I don't have any notes this morning. I got back late last night, didn't have a chance to put them together. But there will be notes, and you will have the notes for this week, next week. So and then we'll have the notes for next week, too. All right. But you do have something, all right, that you can read. But those aren't the notes for this morning. That's for you to peruse and support. You'll find support in the things that I'll be talking about. So that's a good document right there, too. All right, so as we look at this great showdown, we see that it's God versus man. And a couple of the issues that we look at are the existence of God. There's a struggle that goes on between God and man there. The origin of the universe, the creation of mankind, the sanctity of life, the definition of marriage, gender identity, the ravages of sin. See, a misunderstanding of these things puts us off kilter with who God is. But if we go back and we understand the beginning, if we understand the origin of things, then we're on the right foundation. You'll see that The problem starts when with a house when it's on the wrong foundation. And when the house is on the wrong foundation, it actually affects the other parts of the house. And so it's the same thing when we look at the origin of all things. If we get off there, then we'll be off kilter for so many other things. And so we see here, look at this. You know, we gave you the God versus man, the things that we see rooted in the book of Genesis and the existence of God. And what does man say? Man said there is no God. Man is atheist. We see the origin of the universe. What does man say? Man said it's the Big Bang. I was telling somebody, I believe in the Big Bang. God spoke it and everything went bang. So, the creation of mankind, when we get off there, we begin to accept evolutionary theories. And again, I would encourage you, I'm not sure how much longer he's going to be in it, but if you can listen to John MacArthur, he's tearing this thing up, man. I'm telling you, you listen to him, he has torn evolution to shreds. And which is something that is there, that evolution has no foundation, it has no grounds. And he's just gone on to show that. One of the things that he was talking about, and I had been studying and about this whole DNA thing. And one of the things that he brought out is that DNA kills the evolutionary argument. It absolutely kills it, because each species of individual, man has a DNA, and the DNA that man has, animals cannot have. And that the DNA that animals have, man cannot have. And so you would think that if we came through this evolutionary process, that there would be some connection back to the monkeys with our DNA. But there's no connection at all. And so it goes back to what God said in the book of Genesis. He made man after his kind, and he made the animals after his kind. Now, we need a DNA. The man needed DNA to prove that, right? But God had already said it. God already said it in his word. God talks about the sanctity of life in the early books of Genesis. And so when we don't understand the sanctity of life, then that's when we start seeing the rise of abortion. We see murders. We see killings. One of the things that I believe, and somebody might challenge me on this, I believe the reason that we see so much murder in our communities is because a lot of people who are doing it don't have the fear of God. If they had the fear of God, they would think twice about going out and taking somebody else's life. And so it's because we don't understand the origins. We don't understand how sacred God deems life to be, that we just treat it haphazardly. The meaning of life, according to evolution, according to atheism, we're just here by chance. We just, some molecules were jumping around back in the primordial slime, and all of a sudden it became a little tadpole. And then it started to swim in the ooze billions of years ago. And then it sprouted little fins, right? Then it became a fish that was swimming in the water. And then all of a sudden it started getting legs and started getting closer to land. And then it got up on land and struggled a little bit, but eventually it sprouted legs and was able to crawl on all fours. And then all of a sudden, it began to straighten up a little bit. Not all the way, though, but straighten up a little bit and begin to walk. And then eventually it stood up and walked. And then it went to the university and got an education and wrote books about evolution. You know what? Come on, saints. It takes more faith to believe that foolishness than it does to believe in the beginning God said. That God created it. Evolution, it takes faith, because it's not, see, I'm getting into one of my messages down the road, but evolution, it takes faith to believe it, because there's no factual support for evolution. It's all theoretical. It's all you know, things that theories that people have come up with, and then especially Darwin. And I'm when I get to that point, I'm gonna do something on Darwin. And I'm gonna say this here: no black person should believe in evolution. No black person should believe in evolution. We say, why is that? Because if you go back and you read about the life of Darwin, you know, first of all, he was a racist. Secondly, he believed that blacks were on the lower rung of the evolutionary ladder. He believed that blacks, you know, you got your apes, right? And then the next rung up would have been black people. So to me, you know, for a black person to believe in evolution, you know, you're going against everything that you represent and that you stand for, instead of just believing, you know, God created human beings after their kind.
We will take a short break from today's teaching. Dr. William R. Glaze will host a live Facebook event Tuesday, March 20th, 2018 at 7:30 p.m. During this live event, Dr. Glaze will address the topic, The Real Meaning of Holy Week. Many people see the keys of Holy Week as Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. During this Facebook Live event, Dr. Glaze will demonstrate how the church has mislabeled these Holy Week events while focusing on the wrong things. He will talk about how God was actually working something more powerful through his plan of redemption than what the church observes during this week. There will be an opportunity for you to post your questions or comments, and Dr. Glaze will respond. You can access our Facebook page by going to www.facebook.com/anchoredinJesusMinistries. That's www.facebook.com/anchoredinJesusMinistries. We will now return to today's teaching.
And so evolution has no theory. And then, you know, you ask the question, you have to observe something, right? And so you ask the question, was anybody there to see evolution get started? There was nobody there. But what will the evolutionist say to the Christian? Well, there was nobody there. Well, wait a minute now. Yes, there was somebody there. You know, God was there. And God saw it. And God recorded it. So we see that, you know, man is fighting against God, that we're here by chance. The definition of marriage is being redefined. God said it's one thing, but man has redefined it as something else. We see even gender identity. God, it says in Genesis, he created them male and female. Now, I was at a conference this weekend, and we had a guy that he came here to spoke, Jeremy Simek. He's a lawyer, and he was up there, and he put up this chart, and there's over 58 gender identifications in our country today. 58. And see, God said there's just two, right? But now man has taken it to what? Man has taken it to 58. And then we see the ravages of sin, and the ravages of sin has led to all the immorality and the decline in morals that we have seen. So we see that God versus man, that everything that God intended one way, man has corrupted it and taken it another way. Yes. Now, as we begin the message today, let's turn to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. And I'm going to read this first chapter of the book of Genesis. I'm going to read the first chapter of the book of Genesis. All right. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form. Wait a minute. Let me start over again. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was, wait a minute. Let me start again. I can't get past something. I'm trying to read the first chapter of Genesis. I'm trying to read it, but I'm getting stuck here. In the beginning, God. Can't go any further. I got to stop right here. And the fact that God is everything, that God is the infinite, the almighty, the creator of all things. And we got to stop there. But yet and still, there are some people that are trying to get rid of God. They're trying to get rid of God. They want to take this out of the Bible. So if you could go ahead and play that clip. And I just want to show you how serious things are getting. You know, that there was a day when, as Christians, you know, we didn't have to worry about this type of thing. But now we see that the attacks on God and who he is on the rise. And it's becoming more and more prevalent.
I am Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. And I'm alarmed by the intrusions of religion into our secular government. That's why I'm asking you to support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics, working to keep state and church separate, just like our founding fathers intended. Please support the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Ron.
Wow. Unashamed atheist, not afraid of burning in hell. And so as we move, now, in case you don't know, that's ex-President Reagan's son, right? So he has a platform. And there's all kind of commercials like this that are being put together. You know, even during Christmas in certain cities, there were billboards that showed the Magi, that showed the birth of Christ, and talked about the fact that it's all a myth, that it's all a lie. And so, you know, as Christians, you know, we need to be strong in our understanding. We need to be strong in our defense of God. Not that God needs anybody to defend him, but we need to be able to stand up and say, yes, there is a God. You know, yes, there is a God who is active in my life. Yes, there is a God. I remember he made a way out of no way. Yes, there is a God. When I got down and out, he was the one that lifted me up. Yes, there is a God. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. So what does that mean? That shuts down a lot of things, right? That shuts down a lot of things. In the beginning, God. It shuts down atheism that says there is no God, because in the beginning, there is a God. It shuts down agnosticism because it says that there is no proof of God's existence. In the beginning, God does exist. In the beginning, God, that man comes up with humanism, the belief that man is his own God. But in the beginning, God is the only one in the beginning. It shuts down polytheism, the belief that there are many gods, because in the beginning, there was only one God. It shuts down pantheism that says that God is in everything and everything is in God because God is separate from his creation. In the beginning, God, we have to stop right there. We can't move any further because if we get that wrong, then we get all the rest of it wrong. If we don't understand that, we're going to be messed up on everything else. You know, anybody that has a problem believing the Bible, if you can get past Genesis 1:1, you can accept the rest of it. And so we see that this is important. And this is something that we need to teach our kids, because they are being affected and being influenced by it. You know, I mean, Satan has done such a subtle job that he has brought along soft things to get people to say, well, you know, if two people of the same sex want to live together, isn't that their business? Yeah, they have absolute, in America, they have absolutely every right, if they want to live together, and now if they want to get married, if they want to do it, they have every right to do it. But again, that's what man says. That's not what God says. And so we have, it suddenly creeped in. You know, it's like, you remember the frog in the kettle, right? And how that they put the frog in the kettle, and then they just started warming it up a little bit. And then as time went on, they just turned up the heat, and pretty soon the frog was in boiling water. And that's what's happening. is that there's a, if we go back to, can you go back to that one chart with all the things about God? Yeah. When we start getting soft on these things right here, what happens is that, you know, we don't have conviction on them anymore. Now, I'm not saying that we go out and we try to take down people and we try to argue with them. I'm just saying that the thing that's disturbing me is that a lot of God's people have softened on these very things right here. To me, these things are not to be softened on. Now again, I think as Christians, you know, we have the what I call the fundamentals of the faith. That's the inspiration of the Bible, the Trinity, the deity of Jesus Christ, the virgin birth of Christ, the resurrection. I mean, those are things that we don't budge on, right? I mean, those are things that are locked in, and I'm not even going to, there's not even going to be a discussion with me on any of those, because I know what the scripture says. I know what God wants. But it seems like in these areas right here, we are softening. And that, you know, it's all right. You know, it's none of my business. And again, I'm not saying for you to get in somebody's business. That's not what I'm saying. But don't allow what you see around you, don't allow what you see happening in America to cause you to be soft. Understand what God said and stand on what he said. Because it's a great battle going on right now. And the battle is what I call the great showdown. And that is God versus man. And these are the things from the very beginning that he established and that he holds dear and that he has built the foundation of society upon. So as we continue to look at this idea of God, in the beginning, God. And I just want to say this, that, and I'm going to try to explain this as best as I can so that we all understand it, because this is a very difficult concept, a very difficult concept, but I'm going to try to explain it. God is the uncaused first cause of all things. Pastor Glaze, what are you saying? All right. What are you talking about, Willis? All right, so you see in the center there, right? God. Okay, God is eternal. God has always been. Now, evolutionists will tell you that we all started somewhere. We all got our start somewhere. That even if it's just a bunch of gases that came together, that's how we got our start. So evolutionists see a beginning billions of years ago. But my question is, how did the gases get here? Who put, I mean, if that, now watch this thing. Ooh, put your thinking caps on right now, because I'm getting ready to blow your mind. I almost went crazy one night. I almost blew the top off my head one night when I was trying to think about where God came from. And you know what? I had to stop. I had to stop because I was going crazy. And you come to the realization that if there ever was a time when there was nothing, if there ever, now come on, reason with me. If there ever was a time when there was nothing, how did something get here?
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Is There an Almighty God or Is Man His Own God? If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Is There an Almighty God or Is Man His Own God? You can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request, Is There an Almighty God or Is Man His Own God? That's anchoredinjesus.org and request, Is There an Almighty God or Is Man His Own God? Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. Find out more information about these resources by visiting anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.